studios this afternoon is Brady McKellar with Vermilionville, here to talk about one of their wonderful culture days that they have that helped focus on our major culture groups in South Louisiana. This Sunday, it is the Creole Culture Day. Mm-hmm. And as usual, you have a plethora of things that are going on Sunday. And they're just... I admire the fact that you all have these days at all that are just – they're open to everybody, but that each year you seem to just add something else that helps to enhance our understanding and appreciation of the culture. So it's just a delight to have you all come and talk about these culture days. So let's talk about Creole culture and what you all are going to include in this day. Like I said, it's just a really long list of activities.
Well, it's a great list of things, and you know, kind of like you were saying about how each year it sort of grows. And I think that that's just sort of a testament to the fact that this culture continues to develop. You know, I think we get in the ideas that it was like, oh, Creole culture, that's something from the past. Or, oh, Acadian culture, that's just history. But it's not. Like, these are still very vibrant cultures that are moving us forward. And so this year, our theme is where we are now. And so a lot of it dealt with trying to find people that were representative of that culture today. And so we've got Bryant Benoit of Benoit Gallery is going to be coming in, and he'll have some of his art on display and talking about how his culture informs and affects his process. And Alex Poetic Soul Johnson, a recent Icon Award winner and TED Talk giver, is going to be there, and she's going to be doing spoken word poetry, and she's also going to be talking about how her culture informs that process as well. She's actually going to be leading a workshop for anybody that wants to come in and try their hand at kind of a spoken word. That'll start about 1 o'clock. But it's exciting, you know, because it does show how this process is moving forward, you know, and how this culture is continuing to grow.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those very people because – as you said in the beginning, sometimes we think of these cultures as something folklorist study.
Right.
Or that it's on a museum shelf or something. But what people are struck by when they come to South Louisiana is just how very alive and vibrant and how much the young people are involved in continuing to create this culture. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like your culture days really want to showcase that.
Well, we still do connect back to the past. You know, like mm-hmm. we'll be having Herbert Wiltz will be there, who is really – I mean, he literally wrote the dictionary on the Creole language. And M, who is a regular employee at Vermilionville, she'll be back in the back, and she'll be doing some older-style Creole traditional foods that are cooked on the open hearth. But then at the same time, up near the front in our cooking school, we'll be having a much more modern Creole jambalaya is going on. And so we sort of try to bookend it so that we are – nodding to those historical mm-hmm. traditions
really
and those culture.
Them. Mm-hmm.
Right. Very much honoring those traditions and those people, but then talking about what those modern day counterparts are. And so it really is kind of about telling that whole story in the best way that we can.
Well, let's go through the day. It opens at 10 o'clock. Are there some things that we have to make sure we're, you know, we arrive at a certain time, or is everything just happening all throughout the day?
Well, at 10 o'clock, all of the standard village stations will open. And like I said, we're going to have visual art. We're going to have spoken word. We're going to have Creole language. We're also going to have some people that are going to be there that are going to be specialists on genealogy, particularly family historians that specialize in either African-American families or in South Louisiana. And so they're going to be there to help people that are interested in genealogy but maybe don't know how to get started and guide them on a process of how to get started. We're going to be having garden tours are going to be going on throughout the course of the day of our great little healer's garden that we have out there. We're going to have cooking demonstrations. Jay is going to be there to talk about kind of like the folklore of Creole cuisine and sort of how their foods developed as the land that they worked developed.
So all of those stations that you have regularly at the various houses and gardens, those are going to be
– those will be open all day. Yes, ma'am. And we bring in a lot of – like I said, we have a lot of special things that are going on in some of those houses that we don't normally have. But those things will be happening from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock. So the first thing that you want to make sure you're there on schedule for is going to be at about 10:30. And every year we have the Richard Cantillon Award for – excellence and lifetime achievement in the preservation and the authentication of the Creole heritage. And Creel Inc. puts together some nominations, and the Vermilionville Foundation Board puts together some nominations. And then sometimes we just get nominations from people in the community. And then it goes to the Catalan family, who was a longtime icon at Vermilionville. He was a woodworker and very friendly and a Creel historian. And so there's this award every year. And so this year that award is going to Miss Gloria Linton. And so that's going to be right around 11:30. So that's going to be the first thing on schedule. And it's a really wonderful experience. She's done a lot of great work in the community through her work with Creel Inc. and other organizations, but also just the community at large. She's really had a great touch on the people that she's come in contact with.
And then I notice you're going to have music. So if you have a favorite band, I mean, of course you're going to have music.
Of course.
I noticed that Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble will be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Little Buck Senegal will also be playing. Curly is going to start up right around noon, and then he'll break at about 2:30. And then at 2:30, we've actually got Daryl Bork is going to be outside out of the restaurant where we have just planted a lemon tree as part of the Bringing Amadei Home project that he has been so tirelessly focused on over the past several years. So we're going to have a dedication of that space.
Explain to us why the lemon tree.
Well, because according to legend and folklore, Amadei always had a lemon in his pocket and around him. And he would chew on it and suck on the rind, and he thought it would help to clear his voice, especially after long nights of performing. And so as part of their project, Patricia and Harold had asked if people could Patricia and Daryl had asked if people could plant lemon trees just as a reminder. And so we have ours. It's the tiniest little lemon tree maybe you've ever seen, but we're excited to watch it grow.
Well, we'll look forward to that over the next few years at Vermilionville.
Well, and then right at 3, Lil Buck Senegal is going to – he's going to kick off, and then he'll be playing for the next 2 hours, really rounding out the day. So we have great bands. We've also got an open Creole jam that Brandon Lede is going to lead. And that'll start off at 1 o'clock, and that'll go until 4. And pretty much if you've got an instrument, bring it. And sometimes we have the most exceptional musicians will show up just to sit out under the porch and just drink water and spend the day playing. And it's a great place to come and learn and explore the Creole music in a very natural and easy kind of way.
Well, I notice it's going to be at the Forge this year. Mm-hmm. So that's a lovely natural setting there.
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us just for those people who have not been to Vermilionville or have not been in a long time, tell us about some of the special exhibits you have there. And I think you have, I mean, obviously you have all of the houses that have been beautifully restored, but in a very natural, appropriate way. But tell us about some of the exhibits you have going on there.
Well, we just opened a new exhibit. It's called the Purchased Lives exhibit, and it's been touring for a while now. And it points a very sharp finger at the history of the slave trade in our area, particularly out of New Orleans, but also how that affects the area in which we are now. And this is very exciting for us. A year or so ago, the curatorial staff and I, we sort of sat down and talked about how there was a very large portion of our community that we weren't really serving in any way. And how could we do a better, more honest, and more accurate representation of the African-American history and culture in our area. And so we've been doing changes as we can, small things, whether they're interpretive elements or whether they're at the base orientation that everyone gets. Signing is being redeveloped throughout. But this is a really great, very clear, very wonderful exhibit that talks about that process and what that life was like and the way that families were moved and separated and things of that nature. So that's really the exhibit that we're most excited about right now.
And a great one is you're going to Creole Culture Day to see, to enhance our larger understanding.
To be a part of that story. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And where is that exhibit located?
That is in the lobby. Mm-hmm. So just sort of as you come through the gift shop, you can take a sharp right and go and see that at the beginning of the day, or you can also stop and see it on your way out at the very end of the day. Also in the conference room, which is just adjacent to the lobby, we're going to have a great presentation of inventions that were done by African Americans. So sort of the history of all of these things that you see daily in your life and you never stop and think who that inventor was. And it's very surprising the number of things that we do not give the proper credit to their inventors for. So those are two great exhibits. The Inventions one will be there just through the duration of Creole Culture Day. The Purchase Lives exhibit will be there until the end of July.
All right. So we have a little while to see that exhibit, mm-hmm. but we have to watch our procrastination and make sure we take the time to go and see that. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Brady McKellar with Vermilionville, talking about their annual Creole Culture Day, which will take place this coming Sunday, June 10th, from 10 in the morning until 5 p.m. It will take place throughout the village and in the exhibit space, exhibit spaces, as Brady was saying. So you have a lot of people who at the village do talk about certain elements of, you know, the African and Creole culture throughout mm-hmm. the year too, though,
right.
I believe, artists.
Absolutely. And that's something that's a change that we've been trying to develop more of mm-hmm. to make sure that all of those points where that part of the story can be told are being told. And it's fortunate because we've got such a great curatorial staff there that they can provide us with this information and with this documentation. And, you know, in some cases, we're very fortunate to have exact copies of these documents, like in the Broussard House, which is our oldest house, the Amon Broussard home. We actually have a list of all of the enslaved persons that worked that property. And so that's just another way of how we're trying to really make sure that we're honestly sharing the history of our mm-hmm. area. And then, you know, we've got other places that are simple places to talk about it, where we grow cotton or we grow sugarcane, and we can talk about what that life would have been like, or even the fact that when you step into Vermilionville, where we are standing in the middle 1800s was thousands of acres of sugarcane plantation where the Mouton family was, with 120 enslaved persons that worked that property. And so these are things that we're trying to incorporate into the story that we're telling, just to make sure that it's
the full
an honest
picture.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, great credit to Vermilionville and how you all are developing over time.
Okay.
This is about Creole Culture Day, which you can attend this coming Sunday. It does start at 10, and it's open to everybody. Mm-hmm. Anyone mm-hmm. can attend. A great time for families to go to Vermilionville and learn more about the culture. Got everything, food, music, you know, cooking demonstrations. And you all also have Cuisine de Maman there, which mm-hmm. I assume is open.
Oh, it will be. They have a great buffet that's going to mm-hmm. be going on. But then we've also got some smaller, you know, snack items that people can pick up as they're walking about.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
no, it's a great opportunity to come in and just have a great day.
That's
know,
right.
It's a very fun environment.
You know, people are often saying, well, where can I go Zydeco dancing on the weekend?
Oh.
And so that'll be perfect on Sunday as
that's
well.
Right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we usually have Zydeco every other weekend
right.
or so. But
mm-hmm.
definitely
This Sunday,
yeah. we've got them back to back. You know, and so whether you like to go and dance or listen to music or want to play music or want to learn I know that Mr. Wiltz actually is going to have some small lessons. So if you want
mm-hmm.
to go in and
mm-hmm.
sit down, he'll have a table space where he can talk you through some Creole worksheets and you can get a feel for that language.
Nice. You know, Herbert was our first Zydeco host here at KRVS.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Herbert Wiltz did the Zydeco
program. He's got a
great
voice for it.
Oh, yeah. No, he was wonderful. So it'll be really nice to see him at Creole Culture Day. Anything else we should know about the day that we didn't touch on?
We're also going to have craft opportunities for the kids, which we didn't mention. And in Tea Bayou, we're also going to have canoes available for people that want to go out and spend a little time out on the water. But other than that, no, it's just a great day to come on out. We'll be excited to see you.
You have other culture days. Can you let us know what's coming up?
Yes. On August 12th, we're going to be celebrating Acadian Culture Day. And then November 3rd, we'll be celebrating Native American Culture Day.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having you back to talk about those. My guest, Brady McKellar with Vermilionville, talking about their annual Creole Culture Day this Sunday, June 10th, starting at 10 in the morning. Thanks, Brady.
Thank you.
Thank you.